Phil, thank you so much for taking a moment to talk to me.
Thank you for inviting me.
Can you tell me what your affiliation with the Working Families Party is?
I'm a state committee member, Rensselaer County leader, and campaign coordinator.
Can you tell us a little bit about the Working Families Party?
The Working Families Party is a minor party. I don't like to call it a third party because we have an unlimited number of political parties in New York State. We are one of four parties that has automatic ballot status right now. And New York State has a gift called Electoral Fusion. Electoral Fusion allows candidates to run under more than one party line, so that if a candidate meets our ideology, if we approve of that candidate, we can put them on their line regardless of any other party affiliation. We are a completely independent party.
What does the Working Families Party stand for? In other words, what kind of candidates would earn their place on the WFP line?
We are a progressive party of social justice. So the progressive part is very much economic. It means that we want to have the people controlling our government, that we oppose corporate finance of elections, we oppose big money donations to campaigns. And the social justice is exactly that we want to see racial equity, and we stand behind matters of social justice. We want good schools, good jobs, and good government for all of the people.
The Albany Times Union reported on January 12th that Rensselaer County Republicans are persuading party supporters to register as Working Families Party members. The Albany Times Union was very explicit in saying that what they want to do is offset Democratic strength in November when County Executive Steve McLaughlin runs for re-election. What's your reaction to this?
Yes, that's absolutely no surprise at all that the Republicans, and especially under Steve McLaughlin and his paid operative, Richard Crist, have been using the Working Families Party through a process called Opportunity to Ballot. But basically what they do is they sign up people of their own, many are county employees or families of their own candidates. Steve McLaughlin does not share any of our ideology, that they are using this to try to take over our line. And they do this by petitioning to get a candidate put on the ballot. So that takes about 5,000 people who are registered in any party for the district that they're running for, which is only a handful. For instance, we have roughly 1,000 Working Families Party registrants in Rensselaer County currently. They need to get 50 signatures to get a county executive position put on the ballot. The first step is to petition to get a candidate on the ballot, which forces a primary election. And then they use the same people, largely with absentee ballots, but they use them to vote in the nominating primary of the party. And they can win by one or two votes, and they have in the past. That's really important because those one or two votes can easily convert to 1,000 votes, which is more than the margin of victory in the general election. Or right now, the bottom line is that the people who can control three of the four existing parties or the two minor party lines will win the election. So it all comes down to petitioning and then to the primary.
This isn't the first time we've seen this. Rodney Wiltshire ran on the Green and Independence party lines, two parties that are, you know, pretty far apart ideologically. And he actually did well in his run against incumbent Troy Mayor Patrick Madden. So it isn't unprecedented that this kind of thing might happen.
No, it isn't. What's a little unusual this year is that, you may know, the minor party lines that couldn't get enough votes on the presidential ballot the last go-around lost their automatic ballot status. In other words, those parties were completely disempowered. They can still exist, but they will not appear on the ballot. So they have very little value. It's pretty hard to get somebody on the ballot unless they have the automatic ballot status. Both the Independence Party and the Green Party that you mentioned, along with the SAM Party and the Libertarian Party, some other minor parties that were really fairly insignificant, but the Green Party and the Independence Party lost their automatic ballot position, which means basically that the people who are registered to those parties have little or no value at this point. What they are most likely targeting is people who are in the Independence Party as well as the Green Party to register as Working Families Party, because they have to be party registrants in order to participate in the, I'm going to call it stealing of the line. Stealing is exactly what it is, because what they are trying to do is they are trying to take a nomination without permission from the party committee.
I actually interviewed Rodney Wiltshire about this when he was running, and he said, look, you know, if people register as Green Party members and they decide to nominate me, then that's a fair process. We are playing by the rules. What say you?
I say that might be fine if the ideology of the Green Party people, the people registered with the Green Party, matched that with Rodney. In our case with Rodney, the last round, he no longer matched our ideology. We did not endorse him, but he did run on the other lines, and of course he couldn't win without a major party line or on those lines alone. So that's quite a bit different than somebody who has a completely opposite ideology, and especially if they are being put up with no ideology at all, but they are merely county employees or friends and family of candidates who don't share our ideology. Our party has a platform. We have an ideology.
So what can be done? Can the Working Families Party kick people out of its ranks? What else can be done?
Encouraging more progressive voters to vote in the primaries, and right now to get the people who would share the values of the Working Families Party, the progressive values, people who would consider themselves to be progressive, to move their registration to the Working Families Party. And that doesn't matter whether they are Democrats or Republicans, because it is going to come down to one or two votes in the Working Families Party primary is what's going to win the general election. In other words, if Steve McLaughlin is able to secure the Conservative Party line, which is the complete opposite of the Working Families Party line, if he can secure that, the Republican Party line and the Working Families Party line, that's enough votes to override any Democratic Party line. In order to win elections, we need progressives voting in the Working Families primary. And there's really only one reason for most people to be registered with a party, and that is the all-important ability to vote in the primary of that party.
Phil, the Albany Times Union was explicit. The Rensselaer County Republicans were explicit in their intention to register Republicans as Working Families Party members to help County Executive Steve McLaughlin. So I'll ask you to be explicit. For those registered Democrats who may take issue with Rensselaer County Executive Steve McLaughlin, what would you advise them to do?
Oh, I would absolutely advise them to register with the Working Families Party, because that is really what's going to determine the outcome of the general election. This is what's going to help the Democratic Party candidate to win, assuming that we have cross-endorsed the Democratic Party candidate, which we most likely will. I can't speak completely to that. The process isn't complete.
Where can folks learn more about the Working Families Party so that they can make a decision for themselves?
The Working Families Party has a website. We have a Rensselaer County Facebook page that I monitor constantly. They can ask questions there. And I'm always willing to talk to anybody about the values of the Working Families Party and why primaries and party registration is sometimes extremely important, or why it's not very important at all. Here we have a case where one vote in a primary can determine the entire outcome of a general election. When we look at something like the presidential race, a vote in the Democratic primary has very little value. It's like spitting in the ocean at one in something like a million that somebody could be favoring and have influence to get Bernie Sanders, say, over Joe Biden nominated for New York. It's probably not going to happen, but all politics are local. And when we look at some of these local positions, and especially county executives, this very well could be where the next governor of New York is coming from.
Phil, thank you so much for joining me to talk about this.
Oh, thank you for paying attention to this important matter of especially primary elections, because all politics are local, and this is really where it's done. We need people registered right now with the Working Families Party to overcome some of these shenanigans.